The Cactus by O. Henry. The most notable thing about time is that it is so purely relative. A large amount of reminiscence is, by common consent, conceded to the drowning man, and it is not past belief that one may review an entire courtship while removing one's gloves. That is what Trisdale was doing, standing by a table in his bachelor apartments. On the table stood a singular-looking green plant in a red earthen jar. The plant was one of the species of cacti, and was provided with long, tentacular leaves that perpetually swayed with the slightest breeze, with a peculiar beckoning motion. Trisdale's friend, the brother of the bride, stood at a sideboard, complaining at being allowed to drink alone. Both men were in evening dress. White favours, like stars upon their coats, shone through the gloom of the apartment. As he slowly unbuttoned his gloves, there passed through Trisdale's mind a swift, scarifying retrospect of the last few hours. It seemed that in his nostrils was still the scent of flowers that had been banked in odorous masses about the church, and in his ears the low-pitched hum of a thousand well-bred voices, the rustle of crisp garments, and, most insistently recurring, the drawling words of the minister, irrevocably binding her to another. From this last hopeless point of view, he still strove, as if it had become a habit of his mind, to reach some conjecture as to why and how he had lost her. Shaken rudely by the uncompromising fact, he had suddenly found himself confronted by a thing he had never before faced, his own innermost, unmitigated, arid, unbedecked self. He saw all the garbs of pretense and egoism that he had worn now turned to rags of folly. He shuddered at the thought that to others before now the garments of his soul must have appeared sorry and threadbare. Vanity and conceit, these were the joints in his armour, and how free from either she had always been. But why? As she had slowly moved up the aisle towards the altar, he had felt an unworthy, sullen exultation that had served to support him. He had told himself that her paleness was from thoughts of another than the man to whom she was about to give herself. But even that poor consolation had been wrenched from him. For when he saw that swift, limpid, upward look that she gave the man when he took her hand, he knew himself to be forgotten. Once that same look had been raised to him, and he had gauged it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?